Unit 8, page 148, exercise C. Tricks of the trade. Nowadays, with the growing advertising options on platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, children all over the world are exposed to endless tempting advertisements all day long. Advertisers know that the earlier kids are exposed to a brand, the more likely they are to nag their parents to buy it. Keeping this in mind, they create TV commercials aimed at children as young as preschoolers, who they know watch TV on a daily basis. When it comes to preteens, school children not older than 13, advertisers spend billions of dollars per year to make sure they are surrounded by the products they sell. Whatever media preteens use, television, the internet, games, movies, and apps, the ads are always there. Although advertising companies are limited in the data they can collect from preteens, they can still learn quite a lot about their behavior and preferences. And yet, the most important population for marketers is teenagers. Advertisers who want to learn as much as possible about teenagers benefit from the fact that once kids turn 13, there are almost no restrictions when it comes to collecting their data. Tracking teens' digital trails, especially on social media, helps companies know their tastes, interests, buying habits, and even their locations. Advertisers don't have any guilt feelings when they take advantage of teenagers' weaknesses. They exploit teenagers' wish to be attractive, popular, and fit in, thus manipulating young buyers into buying things they don't always need. So what can be done to fight this? Advising young people not to use social media is not an option. It seems that providing information and guidance is a better solution. Teenagers must be made aware of the tricks and manipulations advertisers use and learn how to behave in the digital environment in the safest way possible.